Brothers and sisters in Christ, members of the Roddyport circuit, I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have come to the climax of the Eastertide. Today is the Resurrection Day, and the Lord has been with us throughout the lockdown session up till today. Come, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of joy. We are mindful of all those things that you have done for us ever since the beginning of the lockdown, including Easter. We also want to thank you for a different kind of Easter, but we also take this opportunity to praise you, to honor you, to glorify you for the sake of our salvation. And we ask all these in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, we find our scripture reading this morning from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint John, the 20th chapter, and we are going to read the first 10 verses. And they read as follows. Early on the first day of the week, whilst it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in it, the strip of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. This is the word of the Lord. The theme for this morning's message is the resurrection as a point of renewal and new beginnings. The resurrection as a point of renewal and new beginnings. The gracious attitude and character of God has effectively earned God the description and the name God of the Second Chances. God who, out of his grace, out of his forgiving heart, God who is displeased by the human sinful nature and sinful character, God who does not rejoice at the death of a sinner, God whose love is immeasurable, the love which is described by Paul the Apostle in his intercession prayer for the church in Ephesus, and to use Paul's actual words in the prayer, this is what he says. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ." And this you can find in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. So God's character and love, it's such that God is unable to throw in the towel and declare any one of us irredeemable. He goes out of his way for your sake. He goes and employs everything and anything to ensure your redemption. And because of this attitude, he is called God of the second chances. It is for that reason that our theme speaks of resurrection as a point of renewal and new beginnings. John, as a gospel writer, has a very beautiful and unique way of introducing episodes of his stories. Listen to John as he enters his first chapter of his gospel. And this is what he says: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." None of the gospel writers would dare to begin a story in such a confusing and complex manner. And as part of the overall concluding introduction of the entire book, this is how he begins the last but one chapter of his writing. "Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance of the tomb." There are a few critical points I wish to highlight in this first verse of the 20th chapter, which are connected with the resurrection narrative and the renewal, but also new beginnings resulting from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, early on the first day. The expression takes the form of the Genesis creation story. It was night, it was day, the first day. Early on the first day, brothers and sisters, denotes newness. It means the beginning. It implies that the old is gone and the new is here. The night and its darkness has passed. The day and its bright shining light has appeared. It means the storm is over and calm has returned. It means that Judas's betrayal is over. Peter's denial cannot be repeated. The lies and the beatings, the mockery and the crown of thorns, the heaviness of the wooden cross, the long nails and the bitter vinegar all belong to Friday, not today. Today is the first day of the week. Today it's Sunday. Today it's Resurrection Day. The new chapter has been opened. The previous chapter, it's closed. I pray that as we all see the renewal as it is delivered by this first day, I pray that we all realize that this day offers us new beginnings. God of the second chances has once more come through for us through Jesus Christ. God, through Jesus Christ, has put behind and blotted out all iniquities. Whatever troubled us on Friday, today it's a brand new day, the first day of the week. Darkness is over, the light is here. The hopelessness is over, and courage is here. You may not believe or see what I am talking about, but I am prepared to give you the benefit of the doubt. You may not see clearly, because John says, while it was still dark. Your spiritual vision, which is supposed to give you a clear perspective of the renewed life in Jesus Christ, might still be blurred. This is so because it's still early in the hours of the morning. The darkness of night has not as yet left the day completely. The little darkness and the blurry picture of life you are currently seeing can be referred to as the transitional period of your life. Easter, and particularly the resurrection, affords us the renewal of the mind and the renewal of the spirit. Your thoughts, your speech, and your actions change with the new day. You cannot pour the new wine into old wineskins, declares Jesus Christ in the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 2nd chapter and the 22nd verse. The greatest hope is that Mary Magdalene saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. The stone that ensured darkness and death has been removed. The glorious light of life has gone right through the entrance of the grave, and the two angels dressed in white, white, sparkling white, are a sign of purity and life. On the first day of the week, the stone has been removed. Darkness and death has fled. Light and life is entrenched. The old is gone and the new is here. Friday, it's in the past, but Sunday, it's here with us. Jesus, the resurrection, it's a point of renewal and new beginnings. And may the Lord bless you as you begin to understand that Jesus' resurrection is a point of renewal and a point of new beginnings. Blessings to you.